This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed India's willingness to share its learnings and best practices in the health sector with the world, especially with the Global South. Mr. Modi highlighted that Global South is particularly impacted by health challenges, stressing that India's approach offers replicable, scalable and sustainable health models. The Prime Minister made these remarks while virtually addressing the 78th session of World Health Assembly being held at Geneva in Switzerland. The Prime Minister emphasized that the future of a healthy world depends on inclusion and integrated vision and collaboration. Mr. Modi also extended his congratulations to the World Health Organization, WHO, and all member states on the successful negotiations of the Intergovernmental Negotiating Body Treaty.
I congratulate the WHO and all member states on the successful negotiations of the INB Treaty. It is a shared commitment to fight future pandemics with greater cooperation. While building a healthy planet, let us ensure that no one is left behind. With a timeless prayer from the Vedas, Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramaya, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschit Dukh Bhag. Thousands of years ago, our sages prayed that everyone should be healthy, happy, and free from disease.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh lauded Indian Armed Forces for targeting routes of terrorism across the border with accuracy and discipline during Operation Sindoor. Addressing an event in Lucknow, Mr. Singh said the Indian Armed Forces have succeeded in eliminating a large number of terrorists in Pakistan through Operation Sindoor in response to horrific Pahalgam terror attack. India's diplomatic outreach and Operation Sindoor will begin tomorrow with the first all-party delegation out of seven set to depart for four countries. The first delegation, led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde, will embark for UAE, Liberia, Democratic Republic of Congo and Sierra Leone. The government has announced seven multi-party delegations to be sent to different countries to present India's firm stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that to achieve Viksit Bharat in the field of agriculture by 2047, the agriculture growth rate of 5% in allied sectors will have to be maintained continuously. Talking to media in New Delhi today, Mr. Chauhan said that agriculture is the backbone of the Indian economy and is also the biggest source of livelihood.
प्रधानमंत्री जी का संकल्प है विकसित भारत. ये विकसित भारत शब्द नहीं है, मेरे लिए मंत्र है. विकसित भारत के लिए विकसित कृषि और समृद्ध किसान. हिंदुस्तान की कल्पना खेती के बिना नहीं की जा सकती, और इसलिए हम सबका उद्देश्य एक है, देश की खाद्य सुरक्षा सुनिश्चित करना. देश के अन्न के भंडार भी भरेंगे और दुनिया का फूड बास्केट भी भारत को बना के रहेंगे, और किसानों की आजीविका सुनिश्चित करें. खेती को फायदे का धंधा बनाना ही है, नहीं तो कौन खेती करेगा.
Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said that a right balance is needed between market regulation and freedom, especially as India increasingly relies on domestic growth levers amid rising geopolitical and environmental challenges. The minister was addressing the 16th annual day of the Competition Commission of India in New Delhi. The apex court today restored that condition that a minimum practice of 3 years as an advocate is necessary for a candidate to apply for entry-level posts in judicial service. The period of practice could be reckoned from the date of provisional enrollment. However, the top court said this condition will apply only to future recruitments. BJP today said there is no scope for any mediation from any other country on the issue of Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said that the issue of mediation, which the opposition tried to raise, it is being very unequivocally expressed by the government that the issue of Pakistan-occupied Kashmir is a bilateral issue. Sub-Inspector Geeta Samota has become the first Central Industrial Security Force CISF officer to climb the peak of world's highest mountain, Mount Everest, at 8,849 meters. Furthering her accomplishment, CISF also plans to send a full CISF mountaineering team to scale Mount Everest in 2026. And that is the end of this news bulletin.